At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, June 26, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Five underlying conditions will make people more susceptible to the coronavirus. An undercover camera reveals a great deal at the Facebook offices, and a popular singing group changes their name so as not to offend anyone. As the coronavirus resurges in hotspots across the United States, health officials are doing everything they can to safeguard Americans who are most at risk of the disease. It's well documented that elderly adults and those with underlying conditions are susceptible to negative effects of the virus and are in many cases likely to recover. But what underlying conditions are most likely to lead to poor health outcomes in patients who contract COVID-19? Well, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, hospital visits were 6 times higher among patients with underlying conditions, and those same patients were 12 times more likely to die from COVID-19 than their counterparts without medical conditions. They are hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and obesity, as well as chronic lung disease. Doctors don't fully understand the correlation between diabetes and obesity with COVID-19, according to Clark Piet. He's a medical director of the Bryn Mawr Hospital ICU in Philadelphia. But she told the Philadelphia Inquirer the diseases are generally associated with inflammation and diminished lung capacity, making the flow of oxygen more difficult as the new virus also attacks the lungs. BET founder Robert Johnson says the Democratic Party has taken black voters in America for granted, and he urges the ascendant Black Lives Matter movement to form a new third party to fight for their interests. In a wide-ranging interview with Fox News, it touched on 2020 politics, civil unrest, and more. Johnson delivered an unvarnished assessment on the current relationship between black voters and the Democratic Party. And he had choice words for the party's presumptive presidential nominee, Joe Biden, who recently told a radio host, "You ain't black if you don't support him," citing the incident as he made the case for a new party. Vice President Joe Biden said to an African-American, a black American host on his show, "Even if you think about voting for Donald Trump, you're not black." This according to Johnson when he talked to Fox News. To have that mindset, you must have the attitude that we, black Americans, we own you. We can take you for granted. That, to me, shows that black Americans are an appendage of a party. He later added, "That's the biggest turnoff I've heard from a politician in a long time." Our quote of the day: at the end of our life, we shall all be judged by charity. St. John of the Cross. Coming up, our saint of the day: they were both officers in the army under Julian the Apostate and received the crown of martyrdom. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors: evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that lay people can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first 2 episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saints of the day are St. John and St. Paul. They were both officers in the army under Julian the Apostate and received the crown of martyrdom, probably in 362, under Apronius, prefect of Rome, a great enemy of the Christians. These saints glorified God by a double victory. They despised the honors of the world and triumphed over its threats and torments. They saw many wicked men prosper in their impiety, but were not dazzled by their example. They considered that worldly prosperity which attends impunity in sin is the most dreadful of all judgments, and how false and short-lived was this glittering prosperity of Julian, who in a moment fell into the pit which he himself had dug. But the martyrs, by the momentary labor of their conflict, purchased an immense weight of never-fading glory. Their torments were, by their heroic patience and invincible virtue and fidelity, a spectacle worthy of God, who looked down upon them from the throne of his glory, and held his arm stretched out to strengthen them and to put on their heads immortal crowns in the happy moment of their victory. James O'Keefe's team of undercover journalists, Project Veritas, have released hidden camera footage of Facebook employees admitting to deliberate political biases, censorship of Trump supporters, as well as discrimination against conservative and white male employees. Facebook insider Ryan Hartwig has also come forward to Project Veritas to give his account of bias and discrimination at the company. The hidden camera footage reveals a host of Facebook employees and contractors admitting to political bias. Steve Grimmett, team lead for content review at Facebook, can be heard admitting that he lumps the MAGA movement in with Nazis and Hitler. Grimmett can be heard telling an undercover reporter that he monitors hate organizations, including Hitler, Nazis, MAGA, you know, Proud Boys, all that stuff all day long. And here's a good one. A content moderator at Cognizant, a firm that handles content moderation for Facebook, can also be heard saying that she would accept an $81 million bounty placed on President Trump's head by the government of Iran. If I were to go in with a MAGA shirt or a MAGA hat, I'd get my ass beat, says another employee, apparently admitting to an atmosphere of political discrimination and intimidation at the company. In further undercover footage, Facebook senior HR manager Leslie Brown can be heard admitting that it's easier for the company to fire white males because they aren't able to sue the company for discrimination. Country band the Dixie Chicks changed their name to The Chicks. The new name now appears on the trio's newly released song and their social media accounts. The move comes as The Chicks, comprised of Emily Strayer, Natalie Maines, and Marty McGuire, dropped their new single, March March, off their fifth studio album, Gaslighter, on Thursday, about the ongoing protests that were sparked by the death of George Floyd, the black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis. The trio has changed its website URL as well, its official Twitter and Instagram account handle, to reflect their new name. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.